Everybody step, but we play it up. Come on, you know what I'm reppin', sit down and learn your lesson. We the B-L-A-K, okay, easy. Now keep it raining, you're paying attention. Listen, we the B-L-A-K, okay, easy. Nobody's seeing me, they told me it's my pain. It's so some love will be living under the logo. Right. Stop the hate, I ain't playing, homie, it's time to grow. Fuckin' with my money, yo, you don't wanna hear it, bro. I understand that, work hard and it pays more. Cause I've been sitting and writing since 94. That's right, since 94, I wanted more, I need more. I need fuck it with my art, you be ducking, dodging my dog. Now clap with me, they hating, so clap with me. I'm boogie down to the heart, peace up to the city. Peace up to the riders, cocaine suppliers. Rubber bands, duffel bag, black card grinders. No class flyers, catch me in a C-class, pads like flyers. Clean the way it came, same color as my sire. So grown up, keep the factory on tires, man. When I'm reppin', sit down and learn your lesson. We the B-L-A-K, okay, easy. I told you we raining, homie, now pay attention. We the B-L-A-K, okay, easy. You smell that? Didn't want any wine. Something about the cream got me going out of my mind. How can I ever grow, yo, if I don't even try? I don't even lie, you can't read between the lines. I'm a beat, no slice, no craving the whole pie. Let them have it, the click clackin', how we be fine. I'm blowing up, someone stepped on a landmine. Getting better every time. I'm loving the rap, you hear it when I rhyme. No need to get bent out of shape, you'll be fine. Before you get bent out of shape, I mean literally. You remind me of cake, evidently you're sweet. That nigga's pushing up weight, but your jaw's still weak. See the heat is backed up, love to make it skate. You know what I'm rapping, sit down and learn your lesson. We the B-L-S-A, okay, you say. I told you we raining, homie, now pay attention. We the B-L-S-A, okay, you say. Back against the wall, now we won't fall. Yes, yes, y'all. Whoa. Money coming in, homie, watch that fall. Black dope, we ain't playing no more. Look, we want it all. Boom. We from the bottom to the top, here we go. Boom. And if you're riding and you're real, come roll. Boom. They in the park ballers, but we all grown. Everybody strapped, but we let it go.
What's good to get you on Instagram? It's good to get tuned to Roto Starter Radio's BOE for the pages to the airwaves. We're going to get it on the popping as we always do. Appreciate you rocking with your girl tonight. So we're going to get this show started. And I want to share something funny with y'all. It's funny, but when I saw it, when I saw her, I was like, what? Jadakiss got arrested. And if I could find the meme that was posted, if I could find it, then I will share it with y'all. Just give me a minute. Right? So last night, so let me set the stage for y'all. Last night was the verses between the Locks and Dipset. Now, I knew that it was coming. I didn't know when it was coming. It came last night, and they did it at Madison Square Garden. Yes, they did it at Madison Square Garden. I saw a little bit of it when I tuned in. Cause I was scrolling through my YouTube and I see Versus Locks Dipset. So there's a site called Fight, F-I-T-E, that you can watch the verses from. So I went in there, logged in, went in there. I ain't see it. So let me go back to YouTube and watch it. When I went in, Somebody had it posted from their YouTube page. When I went in there, the Locks was performing. And I was like, okay. I'm like, where's Dipset? Where's Dipset? I don't see Dipset. So finally, when the camera panned, you saw Dipset. And I'm like, okay. Dipset, you know, as their group. And then they all had their own individual thing. Cam'ron, Jim Jones, and Juelz had their own individual stuff. And the Locks performed the song they did together and some of their solo stuff. But they performed their hottest stuff. The shit Dipset was doing was like, it was, you know, when artists have that song that is hot for the moment, but it's not one of those bangers that no matter when it came out, you could still play it and still be jamming to it. Dipset songs wasn't like that. Lock songs, yes. But Dipset songs wasn't like that last night. And I'm trying to find the post so I can read it to y'all. Because when I went on Facebook and that's what I saw. I was like, I said, Jadakiss got arrested. And then when I read it, I was like, when I read it, I had to laugh. I really had to laugh. Because it looked like a news article saying Jada got arrested. Right? So I'm like, I think it was on my cousin's page. Let me pull up my cousin's page to see if I can, get it off her page. So, trying to find it. I was trying to find it. It will be recent, but it's not showing. Dang, it's not coming up. I thought it was on her page, but it's not. Oh, boy. I know one of my cousins posted, but I just can't remember now which one of my cousins. I'm a step away from that for a minute, but I just see something here. So it says here, Spirit Airlines and American Airlines cancel hundreds of flights. And it says Spirit Airlines canceled hundreds of flights on Tuesday. So yesterday they canceled hundreds of flights. And so my fam said, whoo, God bless. No one curse. Job works in mysterious ways. I was supposed to be on a flight today for my 50th birthday tomorrow, but dang. COVID issues caused interruptions that made me postpone my trip a couple of weeks. I was pissed at first, but then reset to remind myself that my faith is in Jah always, and everything is for a divine reason in my favor. So as I was getting ready for work instead of my flight, I was a bit down and went to check the weather and saw this on Google. At Nikki Hub 37. Oh, she saw. So the picture, the meme, says Spirit Airlines and American Airlines cancel hundreds of flights due to COVID. And you know, COVID has a variant called Delta, and people are catching the Delta, and not Delta Airlines. And so I'ma Google it to see if I find, and that's good because I would hate for people I'm glad that they canceled flights, because I would hate for people to travel to places where the Delta variant is breeding and wind up coming back with it not knowing you got it. And that's the truth. Let me see here. So, I typed in, I'm trying to find the meme that's been going around, and it's not coming up when you Google it. But we all know who Jadakiss is. We don't know who Jadakiss is. I'm trying to see, cause you know, okay, so here we got Pitchfork said the best and the worst of the Dipset and the Logs versus battle. That's not what I was looking for, but it says questionable fits, merciless trash talk, insane chains, last night's epic fight for New York rap supremacy had it on. Says last night New Yorkers filed into the theater at Madison Square Garden wearing their sharpest fitted caps, replete with fleshy iron-on patches to watch the heavyweight versus clash between two of the area's most animated, ridiculous, and iconic crews, Yonkers, the Lox, and Harlem's Dipset. Many recent versus battles have lacked the spontaneity that originally defined the series when it provided a fun break from the endless stress and boredom of the early days of the pandemic. But a stage's grand turned out to be fitting for a handful of the largest personalities in a city full of them. The live crowd was riled up like they were about to watch Tyson versus Holyfield. Jadakiss was breaking out old DJ Clue freestyles. Cameron was relaxing on a beach chair. Jim Jones was wearing all leather. Here are some highlights and lowlights from what turned out to be a spiritual experience. It says, best, the crowd shots. Behold Mello with a cigar in his mouth, looking like an oil tycoon who just busted a union. Fragile drops his mask to reveal a freshly lined up beard. And this dude who was taking a break from his job as a Grand Theft Auto character says the worst, the endless warm-up DJ says. I understand that there is probably a government mandate that requires New York rap crowds to be hyped up with a mix of Jay-Z, Biggie classics, but how long must these sets last? The only good part about the lack of live shows in the past year is that I didn't have to sit through the obligatory all the way up sing-along somehow. Fat Joe politicking has helped the song squeeze its way into the New York rap classic canon, and I, for one, do not think it deserves to be there. Worst, Michael Buffer reading the lots of Dipset fast off of an index card. What? I didn't get to see it from the beginning. And the hair that they have Michael Buffer there. Do you know how dope that is? They have boxing announcer legend Michael Buffer. Oh my God. So now this is just doing too much. He even struggled through the front pronunciation. pronunciation of Chiglooch, which is not that hard to pronounce. Will the Chiglooch disrespect never end? Okay, the best Jadakiss shit talk. I'll never let a nigga in leather pants beat me. Jadakiss to Jim Jones. Cam, you live in Miami. Jadakiss, after Cameron tried to question the Locks and Wesley Bonafides. These niggas don't know what Grammys look like. They know what Grams look like. Jadakiss. Freaky Zeke is like the fat nigga from Drew Hill who's getting free money. What he got a mic for, Jadakiss. Did they do a new song? I don't know that shit. Jadakiss after Jim Jones broke out. The 2003 mixtape cut, Purple City, Bird Gang. I'm supposed to be in bed watching The Honeymooners. Jadakiss. The Locks beginning their set with Fuck You. This set the hostile but loving energy from the jump. Jadakiss was so worked up, he threw a stack of money on the ground, which he later picked up and returned to his pocket. Wore Jim Jones head to toe leather fit. Jim, you are a famous rapper. You don't need to shop at Jimmy Jazz anymore. Oh, that is hilarious. They don't even shop at Jimmy Jazz no more. Best. Jadakiss and Styles P rapping, banned from TV in a back-to-back pose. Their chemistry is unmatched, and watching them weave between each other's verses was as magical as a kid's first trip to Coney Island. Mess Cam's chain of the iconic pink fur photo. His vanity is inspirational. Best, Cam and Freaky Ziggy mock the Locks. They marched around the stage like Damon Wayans and Major Payne during the Locks performance of their lockstep hit, Mighty D-Block, and Cam followed the song with the question, are we in the fucking army? Best, Funkflex moderating the streams comment. Worst, Dipset lacks of chemistry. More than 20 years in, Dipset are still completely out of sync. They hardly knew the words to their own songs, and you could occasionally feel the years of tension between them on stage. Though to their credit, the group's inner turmoil and drama has always been a part of the experience. Best, what is Jimmy whispering in Jadakiss' ear? Some possibilities. Can you get me a discount on Juices for Life? You should come out to Jersey. I just built my brand new indoor gym. Did you invite Fat Joe? Do you have a change of shorts in the back? I didn't realize leather pants would make me sweat this much. But it's Jadakiss' passion for a live performance. Most verses have been about hit songs, and the Locks have plenty of those. But Jadakiss obviously make this night a celebration of rapping, while hitting every syllable and riding over instrumentals with no help from backing tracks. He led the Locks through a couple of classic mixtape freestyles, which kind of unexpected and mind-blowing, and Dipset probably should have followed suit. Worse, Jewels. Santana doesn't give a shit. Cam was a steady hand who attempted to merge the crew's theatrics with a solid stage presence. Jim at least brought out props and squeezed in a couple of mythologizing monologues. Freaky Zeke was doing Freaky Zeke things, but the real disappointment was Jewels, who has always been criticized for not taking rap seriously enough, and that played out last night, too. On stage, he rapped like he could care less, and most of the time, seemed more worried about who had the bottles. The only thing he put effort into was throwback outfits and doing insane bits like pretending to nap during a style street a cappella. Never change jewels. Best Sheik Luch basked in his moment. For a minute, Sheik Luch stole the show with his verse on Puff's All About the Benjamins. Put some respect on this man's name. Sometimes considered a hanger on, he once again proved himself to be a crucial member of the trio. Also, somebody sent me his lifting routine. Worse, Freaky Zeke's dancing. He needs to be escorted off the stage after pulling out a pelvic thrust so aggressively I've seen that even a 90s R&B singer will be shocked. Best Freaky Zeke's soul gets exercise during Killer King. Oh my God. Pitchfork. Yo, this article is hilarious. It's a good one, but hilarious. I'm trying to find the memes. Let me see if I put in Jada Kiss Gets Arrested. If I put that in, maybe it'll come up. Okay, yeah, give me a minute. Let me see if that meme comes up. Oh, okay, I'm looking for the image though. Okay, here we go. Now, that's a YouTube video. That's not what I wanted. Let me go back to where I was. That's a YouTube video. But listen to this. This is the title, though. Even though it's a YouTube video, it said rapper Jada Kiss arrested for murder August 4th. What happened? Let's see, I'ma go to the YouTube video. It says, Oscar says, triple homicide by microphone and rhymes last night, Dipset was solely outmatched and outbarred. And for what the little bit that I saw, it's true. I believe it's true. But that's not the, I was looking for the meme that went along with that. It sucks when you try to find it and you can't find it. Let me come out of there. But I'm just saying, y'all, let me see, this is from NC News. Yes, let's see. As video, let's see images. I'm trying to. Because if I go into images, maybe it'll. Because I didn't see it from the beginning, like I said. But, that I'm saying. I didn't see it from the beginning, like I said, but the fake news article saying Jada Kiss got arrested was hilarious. For real. It was hilarious. I should have saved, knowing I was coming on in there, I should have saved that. I should have saved it. Let me see. I'm gonna see if I can If I can pull it up, if I can find it. There's a lot of scrolling I'm going to be doing just to find what I'm looking for. But it's so funny, though. Happy birthday, happy 50th to Spinderella. Yeah, I know she's no longer part of Sergeant Pepper. But you, this is what I want to say to you rappers who got DJs. If your DJ's on the album cover, your DJ's always on tour with you, their DJ's vocals or whatever is featured on the album, he's part of the group, okay? Because this, see, my homie Russ said, yo, I don't know about anybody else, but I could watch that battle again from beginning to end. And I think last night's verse between Dipset and the Lox is one of those verses that's a repeatable. And when you hear me say repeatable, and when I say it like for artists music, those are those songs, or even a movie could be a repeatable. A TV show could be a repeatable. That is, music is the song from an artist that is so good you can listen to it over and over and over and don't get tired of listening to it. As far as TV shows and an episode of a TV show is that episode or a movie that you can watch over and over and don't get tired of watching it over and over. You know, that's a repeatable. So here's another comment about the battle last night from my bro Manny. He said, all praises, all burners, all raises, hands down, nigga, the games, all Jada's. Something hot drop, I get him in all flavors. He's a dick, you pussy, y'all neighbors. I don't know if that's something Jada said last night or something my bro just came up with. Because remember, I didn't watch it from the beginning. Didn't watch the verses from the beginning. And, I'm sure I'm going to come across. You got D-Block as his profile. So, it's going to come up. As I scroll through, it's going to come up. I'm going to read exactly what it says. Yeah. Still scrolling through this. Here's another meme where it says, Cam Allen and Dipset say eat after this. So it's a clip where Cam was in, thing when he was in the movie Paid in Full, and he snatched drinks and food. And it says, Cam, I'm letting Dipset eat after this. That shit is hilarious. Let me see. Let me go on my cuz page to see. Oh, it's, oh. You know, so somebody made a video meme where people fighting, and they put the Lox's head and Dipset's head on bodies, and they're showing you the Lox beating up Dipset. Yo, that is hilarious. Yo, that is hilarious. Oh, shit. They said he wore the right hoodie. He knew LOSF. So they showed Jewels, and his hoodie says Lost, and the meme says he wore the right hoodie. He knew LOL. That's a lie. Here go another one about last night. Breaking news alert. Co-conspirators Sheik Lutch and Styles P named in the indictment of the murder of Dipset. Oh, shit. That, yo, they is going in. Damn, they going in. Here's another one that says, almost got written up over this versus AHA. It definitely would have been worth it if I did. LOL, the last one of them. Sheesh. Says the murder has been committed. The Lox murdered Dipset. Yeah, I said it. And I love them both, but it is what it is. Aha. Whatever Jada and Kiss voice. Okay, she don't have the other one. She don't have the other meme I was talking about. My cousin had it. I wonder who the next versus is going to be, because I know they was talking about Chaka Khan and Stephanie Mills doing one. And that would be epic. That would be epic. I'm trying to find it. Oh, man, I should have saved it, but I didn't. I see a lot of people's going to be talking about. Here go another meme. It says, I didn't say I knew Dipset is another meme. I knew Dipset was going to lose. No, he said, I knew Dipset lost when Cam pulled up with the Stephen A. Smith haircut. Dang. Oh, that's right. Biz Markie's funeral was yesterday. And Ralph McDaniels from Video Music Bar posted the obituary from the funeral. And it says Biz Markie, and then under his real name, it says Biz Markie, and then his real name, Marcel Theo Hall, the final show. R.I.P. to a great entertainer. I'm still trying to find that meme, because I'm looking at that meme, just it made me laugh. My bro Jay said, Lox versus Dipset versus, and he put parentheses versus, Jadakiss is smoking the whole Dipset by himself. I'm just reading, like, when I come across the memes and stuff, I'm just reading it to y'all. But that one says Jadakiss is, That shocked me. I was like, Jadakiss arrested. Another one. Here's another one. Had to log back in to check up on all you dipset fans. How y'all holding up this AM? Y'all knew better than that. It's a locks thing. The fuck y'all thought this was? I'm just trying to see if I can find that. Because I was like, what? So I'm going to go to Letter C's on tour. So for those who are Letter C fans, make sure you go check out. So it's Letter C, the Wild Card U.S. Tour. And I will see if I can see. Oh, this thing is small. I can't even read. I got to scratch it out. So we got, it starts in October. So the 13th. We got Austin, Texas, Houston, Grand Prairie, Texas, New Orleans, Charlotte, Greenville, Atlantic City, Newark, Westbury, Bethesda, Wallingford. Okay. Then just go to LetterC.com. You'll see the tour dates. And you can buy your tickets there. I wish it was coming to the Bergen Pack. That would be good. Because right in my, where I live, that would be a concert worth seeing. Because my girl can sing. She don't sing, she sang. See, there's a difference. You know, a person's a good singer, you don't say they sing. You say they sang. Oh, this is hilarious. So they got, there's another good meme. And here's another good meme. It's got Dipset, the Dipset logo. It got R. Kelly in a pink fur. Grady as Jim Jones. I can't think of who this man is that they got as Joel Santana, and then they got Jadakiss in the picture. You know, somebody said, question of the day for me, who is this dumb as fuck acting like Diddy for Dipset? I'm still trying to find that meme because that meme was hilarious. Even though I'm like, wait a minute, Jason kids got arrested. What the hell are you doing to get arrested? Okay. Red Man's in the studio, cooking up Muddy Waters too. Okay. I haven't come across any more memes yet. I'm going to keep scrolling. And congratulations to Simone Biles. Even though she pulled out of teams in gymnastics, she finished her individual and got bronze. And if you haven't seen her, her talking about the reason why she pulled out, she said she got the twisties. And what that is when you're not mentally there, that when you're doing certain things in gymnastics, that you can really hurt yourself. But congrats for winning bronze. And congrats to all my U.S. Olympians who have won medals. They said the so Jadakiss posted the black mama of the vocals. I'm sure that meme will pop up somewhere. I thought even if I Googled it would pop up, but the Red State said if he chose violence with a person, he's like, mood, hip-hop, Jadakiss, kiss of death. But there's a picture of Jadakiss and the way his face looked like, he ready to fuck some shit up. Oh, and they're making memes about the baby. Kevin Stage just posted this. He said, I don't know who made this, but this is hilarious. It says 113 Church of God in Christ, Inc., Holy Convocation, November 8th through 15th, Memphis, Tennessee. The baby will not be performing her convocation this year, but we are yet praying for him. That is funny. Because ain't no church hiring the baby to perform. There's Christian rappers, but they ain't hiring the baby. And my girl P. Ivy, one of Rosa Stardom's artists that get played on the station, said, whole Dipset needs some whipped shea butter and a juice bar. No shade, they looking gray though. I found it. Yes, I found it. I found the meme. I knew if I kept scrolling through my FB, I finally found it. It said, rapper Jadakiss arrested on murder charges. It says, Jadakiss, whose real name is Jason Phillips, was one of three who murdered Dipset. The Detective Sergeant Joseph It's P-I-E-T-R-O-P-A-O-L-O. He said the locks are charged with criminal possession of a weapon because a loaded microphone was found at Madison Square Garden and some Harlem residents became the victims to it. Jadakiss and Yonkers then released his first solo set during the night and completely obliterated known associates of his close friends. When Mays further investigation. Yo. So you know when they win the championship, they got Jadakiss with the championship trophy. Holding the championship trophy. Yeah. With the shirt that says the Locks D Block. Damn, I wish I would have watched it from the beginning. Now I wish I would have watched it from the beginning because just to know the little bit I saw, I knew the locks had it in the bag. Even though Yonkers is part of New York, but it's not one of the five boroughs. Dipset and the Locks represented for New York. A If there could be a do-over, I'm sure Dipset would probably come. If they could redo it, I'm sure Dipset would probably come better. But I wouldn't agree to no versus Ryan Reddy. Because, you know, versus is all about playing 20 of your best songs. The first round is 10, second round is another 10, and altogether that's 20. And you can play songs that you produce for artists or that you were featured on. You can't play those songs, but you only can play your part. Because it makes no sense that if you're featured on the Chris Brown song that you will play Chris Brown's part and not yours. That's dumb. But, yeah. Because, you know, verses, when the first verses happened, you know, everybody was picking a side or who they wanted to win the verses. But after that, after a while, it was all about, it's for the culture, it's for the culture. And last night proved that even though it was for the culture, that the Lox is better than Dipset. And this is coming from a Bronx girl. Even though Yonkers ain't one of the five boroughs, still in all, the Lox represented for Yonkers. Just look up, if you look at, I like to say the map of hip hop, right? If you look at the map of hip hop, you will see a lot of small towns are on the map for hip hop. You know, New York is big. Atlanta, you know, Atlanta's big. Florida's big. But a lot of these little, you know, a lot of these little towns in these states is on the map for hip hop. Like, when you think of New York and hip hop, you think in the Bronx. You know what I'm saying? You wouldn't think Yonkers of all places as for hip hop. But because of the Lox, now you think of Yonkers for hip hop. Like, a lot of artists in these little small towns, you know, like small towns in North Carolina or South Carolina, and you got rappers coming out of there, and you like, you wouldn't think of those little towns. You would think of the major cities in those states being known for hip hop, but not no little like hick town. And back in the day, we didn't really approve of white. I mean, BC Boys slipped by. And then when Third Base came out, that's MC Search. Damn, I can't think. I can't remember the other two's names, but MC Search was a white rapper, and the other dude was a white rapper, and it was one black rapper. And when they were out, people weren't really feeling MC Search and the other dude. But they put their mark. They put their stamp on hip hop. And I think it's because I think the reason why us as black people get mad when other races are rapping, and you know, rap was what we created, like things that we created, and you see white people doing it, or you see other races doing it, and it's like, you kind of say to yourself, damn, we can't have nothing to ourselves. But if you want, I don't care what nationality you are, what race you are. If you're a rapper, you better be a good rapper. You gotta be good enough to make me want to listen to your music. Like, Jay-Z is a dope-ass rapper, but the only song that I will listen to from Jay-Z is Big Pimpin'. I love Big Pimpin' by Jay-Z. That's the only Jay-Z song that I would listen to. I've heard all his stuff, but I'm just saying that if I'm on my own, want to hear some Jay-Z, Big Pimpin' would be the song I would go to. And there's a lot of artists like that that are good, but they only have one song that I would go to listen. LL, my favorite, even though it was never made a single, LL is one of my favorites. Even though this song was never made a single off his Mama Said Knock You Out album, that's my goal. When I listen to that album, that's the song I go to first. It's Milky Cereal. Milky Cereal, baby. Milky Cereal, baby. That's the song I go to off that album. Yep. His earlier stuff, if we're going to go to his earlier stuff that put him on the map, I'm definitely going to play Rock the Bells. Definitely going to play I'm Bad. And what's the other one? Radio My Buddy. Yeah, I definitely will play those. But if the Mama Said Knock You Out, even though he had the Jingling Baby, Milky Cereal, Mama Said Knock You Out, the one I go to is Milky. I love, see, it's always those songs. You know what's crazy? When it comes to artists that we like, our favorite songs from those artists is always the songs that never became a single. And that's crazy that the most played song from an artist is always the songs that never became singles. Because the label says, oh, that's not single worthy, but those are the ones the fans like the most. You know, let me share the story with y'all about Fantasia. When she had her reality show with her brothers in it. And I forgot the name of the song. It made the album, but her team that the label signed her to, like her A&R person and all that, said, no, it's not single worthy. She went out and performed that song. She did a little concert, performed that song, and the crowd went crazy. But the song wasn't single worthy. It never became a single. And it should have. When a crowd reacts to your music like they reacted to Fantasia singing that song, if you're not honest, if a crowd reacts like that, that is a single worthy song. But if you're signed to a major and they tell you, oh, that's not single worthy. Yeah, it could go on the album, but it's not single worthy. But I bet you, if she would have put that song out as a single, her album would have sold more. See, I wanted to start a label called Giggle Music Inc. Right? Called Giggle Music. I won't even put the ink behind it. And this before I even started doing radio. I wanted to do this. And I was looking for artists. I had a person send me. And now, you know, when cassettes and all that was still out and CDs, like CD demos, I had an artist. It was a white artist. That was a singer. They sent me the CD with a picture and a little note. Now, as an artist, you need to know what a bio is. So when people say, send me your bio, that is the information that's going to tell me all about you as an artist. Like where you from, how long you been doing music and all that stuff. So, had a little piece of paper with, I guess, was supposed to be the bio, attached to the CD, and a picture. Not a professional picture, but a picture. And when I played this CD, I was not impressed. I can sing, and I know I'm not the best singer in the world, but I do have an ear for talent, and that person did not have it. Because I knew people with labels who were starting labels, right? And when they looking for artists, I don't mind helping out, and you know, and send the artist their way that I know got talent. I'm not gonna help a friend out with a label who has a label and send them trashy and send them whack ass talent. That is not me. Now that I have the radio station, right? If I come across friends I know with labels of artists, your music is going to be played on my station. So it has to be good. Your vocals got to be good. I got millions of people that tune in from different countries. You know what I'm saying? If your shit is whack, I'm sure I'll be told that shit was whack. And in this era of getting into the music business, we have social media. In the beginning, we didn't have social media like we have now where you could post your music and stuff to your social media. We didn't have that. You know what I'm saying? So if you had a demo, you sent your demo by cassette. And when CDs came out, you sent it by CD. With a picture of yourself and your bio. Now they call it EPKs. So it's an electronic bio. EPK is just an electronic bio. And that's what artists are sending now. So they'll email you their EPK with a couple of songs so you can hear what they sound like. And if I like what I hear, I'm going to tell you I like what I hear, and I'll definitely play it on the station. But if you need some work, I'm going to have to tell you you need some work. Because I can't... Because I know... If I play it, I'm going to only play it once, and that's it. And there'll be some artists that are so whack that it's like, who told you could sing? Or who told you could rap? And if your family members are telling you you sound good, and the professional tell you you don't, don't get mad at the professional. Yep. See, I get it about not questioning someone's dreams. If they want to be a rapper, a singer, not question their dreams. But you can't lie to them and tell them they sound good when they don't. Because you're building up false confidence. I know you probably never heard that before. You're building, when you tell somebody they can sing when you know they can't, or tell somebody that they're talented in whatever field that they're in, and you know they're not, you're building up false confidence. Because you're giving them confidence, and then once the people, the professionals in their field tell them they ain't good, they're going to feel some sort of way. You gotta, if you a family member and someone trying to be an artist, be truthful with them. Don't give them false confidence. Don't, because you're building up that confidence, and then, you know, they puffing up their shoulders like they sing like Beyonce when they sing like that dude from American Idol who wound up, because he sounded so bad, they made him an artist and he made millions. They, y'all may sound like that and people telling you sound like Beyonce when you don't. That's that false confidence. If you know yourself, your voice ain't all that good, don't let people gas you up to have you thinking you sound good. Because, like I said, that's that false confidence. And the professionals are going to tell you no. Why do you think Simon on American Idol was so cruel? So I mean, because he didn't want to sugarcoat shit. I'm sorry, y'all, you know, for the curse, but I'm being real. He didn't want to sugarcoat shit. I know he could have said it nice in a nicer way, but no, he didn't want to sugarcoat shit. And we got to stop sugarcoating shit for people's, because of people's feelings. And lots of stop sugarcoating shit for people's feelings. Got to. You got to be honest and real with them. Especially fellas when you're in a relationship. Don't sugarcoat shit. To have her thinking the relationship is going fine, everything is going fine when it ain't. Don't do that. No, don't do that. Don't sugarcoat nothing. I get it. We them people that don't want to hurt other people's feelings. But sometimes you got to do it. Sometimes you got to do it. I mean, you ain't got to be harsh in how you say it. But you gotta do it. Because the more that they hear in this false confidence, these people building them up knowing that they're not good, it's going to make them have a swell head. It'll make them have a swell head, and that's the truth. It'll make them have a swell head, and they're going to, like, if a professional say, well, you ain't good, okay, that's just your opinion. I'm going to go get another opinion from someone else. You know what I'm saying? But, yeah. Have to turn the air on. It's a little hot in the studio. I didn't want it on while I'm live on air. I didn't want the noise from the air conditioner to be in on the show. But I'm hot. And I don't like being hot. But, yeah. So, we're... trying to think of what else that I want to share with y'all before I'm officially out of here. So they're trying to say Atlanta Black Star, it's a blog site saying Sarai Brandy's daughter look more like Brandy than Brandy. It says, daughter looks more like Brandy than Brandy. Brandy and her daughter, Sarai Smith's new dance video has fans fawning over how showing the 19-year-old resembles the singer. I didn't even know her daughter was 19. Wow. And I remember when she had her. And she was dating, I think, the producer dude named Robert. Come to find out, he was attacked. You know, I'm not going to say all you men, but some of you men are foul. Some of you men are foul. And the reason why I'm saying that is because you knew you had a woman because you and your woman are going through something that you could have, you and her could have talked out amongst the two of y'all and solved the problem. No. Instead of doing all of that, you want to step out. You want to step out and start messing with another woman, and this woman don't even know in the beginning that you got a woman, and then they find out, and it's too late, because they done caught the bug. Yes. And it's wrong. Because I'm not sure if I shared this story, but I've shared the story of dating someone who was living with said girlfriend, but when we talked, just the two of us, we're having a conversation, he says, yes, we live together, but we're not together. And a lot of you men like to use that line, we live together, but we're not together. If you could come home late at night and still hit that, y'all together. Because there's no way in the world that I'm going to be living with you just to be living, just because I get it's expensive to move and all that stuff. So you just say, oh, we just live together, we not together. But late at night, if she got horny, she can come to you and get some, and vice versa. And in that situation, I said, okay, we're just talking. And for some reason, the girlfriend must have found my number, called me, and was like asking who I am. And I told her exactly, I told her what he said. He said, y'all live together, but y'all not together. And after that happened, I ain't never talked to that dude no more. I ain't never talked to that dude again. Because dudes, to get what they want, they'll say whatever to you. And if you're naive, if you're a naive chick, you'll fall for it and believe every single word they say. Yep. And another situation where, you know, this is back when IMs and all that was the thing. And I met another dude. Didn't know he was married. Because all we were doing, talking back and forth online through our IMs and finally exchanged numbers and finally talked. And when we talked for the first time on the phone, we talked, but something happened with a call, got disconnected, and I called back. But I got no response. And I guess his wife saw my number. And it's like, I don't know nobody in New Jersey. I don't know his number. She called me and said she's his wife. She's his wife. Don't call him no more, whatever, whatever. I said, okay. I said, okay. And do live in North Carolina. So, this is when my dad was still alive. And so he saw the number on the phone. He thought it was his friend from North Carolina calling him. And my dad wound up calling the number back. But he got no response, but he called the number back. I was like, oh, shit. My dad, she told me not to call no more. Now here he go thinking it's his prank calling. And she's going to think I'm after her out. I'm never the one to go after a man. And this was early internet days when it was just IM. There was no Instagram, no Facebook. And that's how you communicated if you met somebody from online. And so, and I think she called back and I explained it. I was like, no, that wasn't me. It was my dad because he thought it was his friend calling him. And he was like, okay. But you're married and you're online talking to other chicks, hollering at other chicks knowing you're married, even though you're in another state still and all. And this is before cell phones was the big thing at that. I mean, cell phones were out, but they wasn't as big as they are now. And it's like, when you messing with a person and you didn't know they was married at first and then you find out you still, like, if you mess with them and then you find out and you stop messing with them, I'm going to give you a pass for that. But if you keep messing with them, knowing they're married, once you know they're married, you keep messing with them, that means you don't care. I don't care about the other woman's feelings. And I think I shared the story. If I didn't, I'm gonna share it now. Where a friend of mine he's married, got a girlfriend, and on Valentine's Day, he took both of them out at the same time and told his wife she would have to accept him having a girlfriend. That she had to accept him having a girlfriend. Told her all that while at dinner with both of them. Yep. And he told me that his wife doesn't have, I don't think his wife is from here, so she doesn't really have family. So, she, like, if she left him, where would she go? It's like, you know, you see those, you know, not saying she's a trophy wife, but you see the men with trophy wives that the man been take, they don't have to work. The man takes care of them. They want to go shopping. He's giving them money to go shopping. They want to do this or that. He's giving them the money to do it. Not to say she was his trophy wife, but that's kind of how that situation, to me, that's kind of how the situation is. And it's like, when he told me she ain't had no family, you know, they got, I think they got 3 kids now. But at the time, at that time, they only had 2. Then they got three kids now, but at the time they only had two. Ain't no man that family to come to me talking about I have to accept him having a girlfriend. Oh, hell to the no. I mean, you can have that girlfriend, but you ain't going to have me. And it makes you think, it's like, why the hell would you get married knowing you want to have a woman on the side? There's no need for you to get married. Just keep playing the field. You know what I'm saying? I mean, it's crazy. And I'm like, damn. I'm like, damn. I'm like, well, I mean, on Valentine's Day, of all days to do that, to tell me, I'm just using myself as an example, to tell me as your wife that I have to accept that you got a girlfriend, and then he told me the girlfriend was pregnant. But something happened and she lost the baby. I know I've shared my story of I was dating someone and found out they cheated. And the person they cheated on me with got pregnant. And I said to them, and I found all this out, yes, I broke up with them. And I said, you took away the one thing that I wanted. And that's have a child. And I'm going to say something to you men that get caught up like that. A lot of us women, we really don't care that you cheated. I mean, we do care, but it's not. But when you tell us, not only did you cheat, but you got the person you cheated on us with pregnant, that's what hurts more than you cheating. Especially if you and your woman don't have a child. And you have this person you cheat. Because I'm going to tell you, when I found that out, I was trying to piece the puzzle together to figure out, was it before me and him started dating, or was it while we were dating that he had that child? Right? And I'm trying to put two and two together and all that stuff, and I'm like, damn. The one thing I wanted that you agreed, because I said, you know, I want to have children, but not now, but in the future. That if our relationship progresses, then in the future I want to have children. And the person said, okay, you know, agreed to it. So I said, okay, I got that squared away. They agreed to it, got that squared away. So in the future, when I'm ready, he's ready, we'll have children, whatever. But to find that out, I was like, damn. And I said, when I confronted him about it, I said, you took the one thing I wanted away from me, and that's a child. And for women who was in my position, that's where it hurt more than you cheating. You giving another woman that you claim, and when he said he don't really want to be with her, when he told me that, I was like, but you gave a woman that you didn't really want to be with something. You know what I'm saying? Because for me, how I felt I wasn't worthy to have his children. That's how I felt at that moment. That I wasn't worthy to have his children. Well, I'm the one he was in the relationship with, not the other woman. And I didn't know for a while I did not know for a while. As a man, if a woman comes to you, and y'all been dating for a while, say, you know what? In the near future, in our relationship, I would love to have a child with you, and you agree to it, and then turn around and cheat and give a child to somebody else, she going to feel how I felt, that she was not worthy enough to bear your children for you. And she was not worthy enough. If you feel the woman you with is not worthy enough to bear your children, let her know that. That is not fair. It is not fair. And like I said, we stopped talking and then wind up dating again years later. That's the crazy thing, wind up dating again years later. But that's what's so, to me, that's what's so, that is hurtful, to agree to have a kid with someone, then turn around and have it with somebody else. You know what? That gives me an idea for a story. That gives me an idea for a story. Having my baby, but you can't. And there are men who want kids and are dating women for some medical reason they can't have kids, that they go and not knowing that it's a medical reason, because she don't know until she go get herself checked out to find out it's a medical reason. But there are men who go sneak behind their women's back and be with another woman and get them pregnant because they want kids. Because the woman they with or the wife they with can't have kids. And if you that woman that because his wife came to you, y'all stuck together and you wind up having a kid for him, don't you ever throw that in the wife's face that she can't have kids for him. Don't do that. Don't do that. Don't be evil. Because he don't really want you. He only wanted you because he knew you can have a kid for him. Because that's what he wanted. He knew his wife couldn't give it to him. So he went to you you can give it to him. But don't ever throw that in a woman's face that she can't, about her not being able to have children. Don't ever do that. That's not something you do to a woman. And throw in her face the fact that she can't have children. And don't ever do it to a man either. If something's wrong with him, but he hasn't gotten himself checked out to find out what the medical reason is why he can't. But don't ever throw it in a man's face that he can't have kids. Because that is some hurtful shit. And you don't know how people deal with stuff like that. Because when you say some hurtful shit to somebody, it gets stuck in their mind and it replays in their mind over and over and over and over and over, and it makes them feel that they're not worthy. If you remember the story in the Bible, was it Sarah? Oh, dang it. I think it was Sarah or Ruth, one of them, one of those names, couldn't have a baby, and God blessed the baby later years in her life. Her husband wanted children, she couldn't, so he slept with, I think, the maid or something like that, and she got pregnant. It's like, don't ever be evil and throw that in people's faces about them not being able to have children. A man or a woman, you don't throw that in their faces. Just, you know, you want to throw it in her face because you want her man, but her man don't want you. He was only using you for sexual purposes anyway. And you want to throw it in her face. I said, he with me because you can't have no kids. Because I'm going to tell you something. If she didn't know she couldn't have kids because of a medical reason, or she didn't know, you're putting her back in a space she don't want to be in. Because I'm sure she said to herself, no man is going to want to love me or want to marry me because I can't bear his children. She probably had that thought in her mind. And by you saying, oh, that's why you can't have kids, now that thought is replaying in her mind. She going to whoop your ass. And that's the truth. She going to whoop your ass. I watched a TikTok video earlier today, since we were on that. Had nothing to do with wife trying to get pregnant thing. But the wife was the encourager for the husband. Husband started his own business. And here he go getting the bill that he had to pay for his business. And was like, I don't have the money to pay this. What she do? If she knew money was tight for them, she was saving money. And when he had that financial issue with his new business, she gave him that money she was saving to help his business. He's up late at night trying to figure out the damn spreadsheet. She coming in and do something, 1, 2, 3, and fix the situation. And she said, no, I don't mind staying up late with you to help you. I'm gonna see if I can find the video, and I'm gonna play it for y'all so y'all can get the gist of it. Okay, let me go to the videos. Because I did like the video. I'm just gotta find which one it is. Okay. Where's this video at? I have a lot of videos I liked. I went too far down. I went too far down with my videos. And I think I passed it. Where is that video? Dang it. Especially you got a lot of videos you like and can't find a specific one you're looking for. Or did I say, I know I liked it. I'm trying to find the Here we go. I found it. About this is. Is this part one? Wait. No, that's not part one, that's part two. I think this is part one. Let me turn the volume up so y'all can hear it. It says, husbands cheat and leave their wives. That's what it says. Husbands cheat and leave their wives. But I'm going to play this video. And she walks into the husband's office and says, you're not supposed to be here.
I'll see you later.
Who's she?
Life.
Let me start from the beginning again. Me.
You're not supposed to be here. I'll see you later, okay? Her life.
I don't see a ring on her finger. So this is what you've been doing. All those nights you said you were working late. How could you do this? After all these years of marriage?
Look, I hate to break it to you, but every successful man cheats. That's how it is.
But I'm the one that made you successful.
Wait. What are you talking about? You made me successful.
Yeah. How could you forget? Who do you think would stay up with you all night when you were just starting your business?
Hey, honey, I made you another coffee.
That's so lame. What are you doing up still?
I feel bad. I couldn't go to sleep knowing you're still up working.
Stupid spreadsheet. I'm stuck on all these things figured out.
Come on. There you go.
What? That's it? I've been working on this for hours.
Anything for the man I love. I'm going to stay up with you, okay?
Thank you. Thank you so much.
And then there was that time you had almost gave up because you had run out of money.
Another bill! How am I supposed to pay? It's over. Get it up. This business is never going to work.
What? No! You are not giving up on your dream.
You don't understand. I spent all the money we had on this stupid business. I have to go get a job.
Hold on a sec. Here. This might help.
Cash? Where did all this come from?
Well, I knew money was tight, so I sold my wedding ring. I don't need a ring to know how much you love me. No, and I don't want you to give up on your dream. It's too important to me.
You're not supposed to be here. I'll see you later, okay?
Who's she?
My wife.
Happy birthday, Richard. Have a good life.
and now gone, Richard continued to work on his business. But without his wife, he had no one to help keep him focused or guide him to make good decisions. Richard's new girlfriend gets him to start drinking and partying instead. Richard started making very bad decisions. While Brenda used to help him save money, his new girlfriend was more interested in spending his money. Every time she would see him, she would have her hand out, asking for money so she could buy new designer clothes and bags. Richard's money began running out. Soon after, he started getting behind on bills. Rather than help him get through the difficult times like Brenda did, Richard's new girlfriend was only there for the good times. So after Richard's money was gone, his new girlfriend was quickly gone too. Without Brenda by his side, Richard lost his business and his whole life went downhill. Then a couple years later, Richard happens to run into Brenda.
Brenda? Brenda, is that you?
Richard?
Wow. You look incredible. Give us a second to talk.
I'm late for an appointment, but we can walk and talk. What's up?
Listen, ever since you left me, I can't stop thinking about it. And I was thinking maybe we could try it again? Start over maybe? What do you think?
I thought I was too old and tired for you. Where's your secretary? The one that makes you look good.
So, oh boy, he cheated on his wife with his secretary, giving all his money to the secretary, and when he ran out of money, the secretary left him, and his business went underwater. Yep. All because he cheated with a woman who gave two shits about him and his business. All she wanted was his money. I remember when I played the first one, she explained to him how she helped him become the man he was. What wife you know is going to sell her wedding ring to give you the money to help keep your business afloat? Give me the money from the severing to help keep your business afloat. And she said to him, I don't need a ring for you. I don't need a ring. I already know how much you love me. He said, I don't need a ring. I already know how much you love me. Right, and she's telling him, when you was up doing the spreadsheet, I helped fix the spreadsheet for you. You know, when you was about to give up, I gave you that money so you didn't have to give up. She's the reason, just look at, if you remember Way to the Tale, Angela Bassett's character was this woman in this video. She helped him get to where he was in his business. And then he turns around. Not only did he cheat on her, he cheated on her with a white woman. And Wayne took sale. He cheated on her, but with a white woman. So you're going to stab me twice. He stabbed her, as I said, he stabbed her twice. He stabbed her twice. He got one good jab in, and then he dug it in even more. He wouldn't be as successful as he was if it wasn't for his wife. Same thing in Waiting to Exhale. Yep. But in a way to tell, his business didn't flop like this guy's business. But you get to just... If your woman is the reason why you were successful today, thank her. Thank her. Even if she's not your wife yet, but thank her. If she's the reason why you're successful today, thank her. Men want women who will pour into them that's going to make them big success. The same thing with women. We want men to pour into us that's going to make us big success. Yep. So I see the time is winding down. We have 8 minutes left in the show. I'm going to call it a night. And I appreciate you rocking with your girl. Keep rocking with your girl, the world is starting radio. You've been tuned in to BOE for the basic airwaves. And the next show is the Indie Experience. You get nothing but the best in indie music. So I'm going to end out on a song. Song I'm going to end out on. Is a new joint by my boy 2Rex called Don't Rush. That's what we're going to get into to end the song. So I'm going to say peace, my love. I appreciate you. Here we go. Yeah. Here we go, y'all. Don't Rush by 2Rex.
Two raps, nigga, I'm nice. Your boy too fly, I ain't even take a flight. Need a couple brownies, get me higher than a kite. Your girl sits here, they see rhyming like a bike. I'll be a plumber, I can clear them pipes. I can come in her eyes, I can blur her sight. I'm Mario on flows, I can serve her right. Chances my jail, she be serving life. Two raps, nigga, I'm sick. Corona mixed with AIDS, ain't sicker than this. Pen game heavy, I ain't slick with the word. I came from the streets, I'm dressed like a curb. Back in the day, I used to dress like a nerd. Now I dress fly, flyer than a bird. See me in the streets, please hit me with a year. Want you to praise me like a church. I be killing rappers daily cause I got the urge. You know I'm good money, EBT on the fur. Know I get excited, see your mom's in a skirt. Break her off right, then I'm out like skirt. Two raps, yeah that's the name. My tongue is on fire, you know I spit the flame. If I say I'm getting smart, you know I'm getting brain. Just like the Blazers, I stay with a dame. Lying in the game, no I can't be tamed. I'm the best in the game, now I just need the fame. My mouth is a gun, the lyrics go bang. Straight through your ears, I ain't even got an aim. Don't call me Damian Wayne, cause I cause major pain. I walk like a pimp, I ain't even got a cane. No Z in the whip, scribbling money in the day. Make your girls and notes, can't even sing. Ah, man, I messed up with the last line. And I'm gonna say, make your girl hit the notes, she can't even sing.